Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Eric's.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Well, we get the air horns here. Hang on a second. We didn't have that yesterday.
Wait, did I play the wrong intro again?
That was the D-Lo and KC intro.
Yeah, yesterday we played the Insiders, and I thought that was the issue because we were supposed to play D-Lo and KC. So I was like, okay, we'll play D-Lo
and
KC.
Well, this isn't the Insiders, and it's not D-Lo and KC.
All right, yesterday was the Insiders. Today was D-Lo and KC.
Yeah, it's perfectly fine.
We're going to make some generic 13-20 music next time.
We got to play something to start the show. So
I wasn't sure. I was like, all right, which show are we today?
Do you guys want to just make up a song right now?
Go ahead.
It's the holiday books, and the show is starting.
I'm going to cut that for next year.
Do it. We got to have that. That's a legit. I could air that on multiple stations. It's the holiday books.
And the show is starting. And then you hit the reading rainbow.
We're not getting paid the same. And then what's the sound from SpongeBob that hit that video last week? We'll throw that sound in.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome into the show, man, as outlined so eloquently there to start the program. Today could be a little like we're 4 hours away from having some time off to like just catch our breath and chill and not worry about if the Kings win or lose or what George Kittle. Well, you have to worry about George Kittle's ankle pretty seriously because of the podcast. But we're going to have some fun today, man. That's for sure. We're here with you from 10 to 2. As noted, it's not the Insiders. It's not D-Lo and KC. It's me, D-Lo, Damian Barling, along with my man, Kyle Mattson. And we are here with you till 2 o'clock. We'll be shutting things down at 2. Kyle and James will step in next week for another 10 to 2 stretch on
KC
Monday
and
Tuesday.
Kenny and James.
What did I say?
Kyle.
Yep, Kyle will definitely not be here. Kenny will be here. In physical form. Who knows about if he'll spiritually be here, but in physical form, Kyle and James will be here. And
talking Domantas Sabonis and Niners for 8 hours.
Yeah, that'll be post-Bears game, too, because now the stage is set. 49ers got a dub last night, and the stage is set for what is absolutely a monster Sunday night football game between the San Francisco 49ers and the Chicago Bears.
One of my best friends in life. My buddy Randy, who I met down in Arizona.
Great guy, Randy.
Love Randy to death. Just went to Disneyland with him. He is a huge Bears fan. He is a self-loathing Bears fan.
Okay.
He is like me I get texts during Bears games like the ones you get from me.
Oh, dear God.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, wow.
I got a text from him the other night that was like, hang on, can I read this verbatim?
Please do.
Because this sounds like a text I would send to you during one of my favorite teams playing. This is during the fourth quarter of the Bears-Packers game. This is at 7:49 on Saturday night. Enjoy the free Niners dub next week. 10-7 and an early offseason on deck for these effing idiots.
God damn it. That sounds exactly like you. This is the
homie. That's why Randy's the homie. And then that was at 7:49 p.m. No response from me. Just a laughing reaction. I was at the Sharks game.
That's amazing.
8:32 p.m. Perhaps I was premature. So I had texted him. Okay. I had sent him a message weeks ago. This is like week 9 or 10. And I said, you realize that this Niners-Bears game in week 17 is going to be for a playoff spot, right? And nope, not for a playoff spot.
No.
It's to stay on track for the number one seed in the NFC, which is insane.
Right.
That's kind of nuts. And honestly, can I say something? I feel better about the 49ers after last night.
Okay. I'm glad. This is great. Can we flip the script here with your man Randy and just go Kyle Mattson?
No.
At 6:03.
No. You can't read any of my texts on there.
6:03 p.m. yesterday.
This is mid first quarter.
Mid first quarter, and I think it's 14-7. 49ers?
Was this just to you?
This was just to me.
Oh, I thought I was texting a group.
No, it was just to me.
Oh, because I was texting Jesse separately.
Yeah, I got some
texts
to go after.
Jesse's got some very similar texts.
I can't wait. I'm next.
This is not a Super Bowl team.
I mean, I...
Next text. Holy F. I believe the score was 14-7 at the time. It could have been 14-14, but I think it was 14-7. Jesse, what do you have?
So at 5:30.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we started this off like, to
Brother,
start.
I got home a little bit late. I was walking in the door as I'm texting Jesse.
5:30. They're such frauds. 6:01. We're texting or whatever, talking about the defense isn't great. I'm like, oh, they can beat Philly on the wild card. Right after that. Nope. Philly hanging 40 on them. Nothing awful.
Okay. Now, fast forward to 8:24.
Yeah. Hang on. Let me catch up. 8:24.
49ers established identity tonight. That's how they're going to have to win.
Yeah. Okay. I believe that.
I stand by it. Let's start with that. The identity that they established last
year. Yeah.
Time. What is it?
I just want to make sure we're all on board that they got flambéed by Phillip Rivers, right?
But what is there you go using those words again? Yes.
Yes, like it's fine. Like that game went kind of like I thought it would. Like, I didn't think Phillip Rivers was going to be able to... I didn't think the Colts were going to be able to do that for four quarters.
Sure.
The pick that Brock threw in the fourth quarter was kind of a... I don't like that. It's literally the only mistake he made all day.
Can we stop there for a second? I didn't... If you're going to throw an interception, I'd way rather have it be that physical mistake where, oh, left it a little high... off the receiver's hands. Like, it wasn't a terrible read, or he threw it into a linebacker's chest.
It wasn't the Panthers game.
Yeah, it wasn't the Panthers game where you're going like, man, what are you doing? Like, I think he made the correct read. The throw just kind of sailed on him a little bit. And I think that's going to happen sometimes.
No,
I can live with that way more than the ones where he's throwing it to a safety in the middle of the field because nobody's there.
Brock Purdy was brilliant yesterday, not really upset good. At the interception, upset at where the game was when the interception was thrown, because it what are they going to do? And because I thought the game's over, like they're out of gas. Mm-hmm. And then you know, Uncle Phil gave it right back. And but I don't know that Phillip Rivers essentially did what he did last week. He didn't overextend himself. Like the one time he really kind of reached on a pass, he fell like 2 yards short. And it was like a 20-yard pass.
That happened twice.
Was it concerning how easy they moved up and down the field, though, the first couple drives?
I thought the Colts played the best that they... Like, I said this a lot yesterday. I said this to... My follow-up text to Kyle after he said this isn't a Super Bowl team is like... this is a team who is throwing the last punch that they have.
The Colts, you mean?
Sorry. The Indianapolis Colts, this is it. This is a team that started out 7-2 and has watched their season torpedo in grand fashion. But they're trying, they brought in a quarterback. I don't imagine Phillip Rivers plays again, even though I don't think they're mathematically eliminated.
No, I think they're out.
Oh, yeah,
they might be, because I know the Bulls, the Jags, the Bills, and the Chargers clinch spots. Maybe
they
the
all
Texans
clinch.
Haven't yet, so maybe that's their last
But they
chance.
Play the Texans.
Last game of the season.
So I imagine if the Texans win.
Yeah, that's it.
I think that's on Saturday. They're out.
Was that this week? Yeah.
But, yeah, the Colts would have to win. They'd have to win both
Colts
of their games.
The Jags,
I think it's Jags.
Yeah, that's the one.
So it's a tough road ahead for them. Point being, did they move the ball too easily? Maybe, but I felt like that was a team that was just trying to survive, and they gave everything they had really in the first two quarters, maybe in the first two and a half.
I did think the Niners' run defense was remarkable yesterday. I was way more concerned about Jonathan Taylor just controlling the game and Phillip Rivers not having to do a lot. And really, it was the reverse. The thing that was frustrating...
Could that have been by design?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, if Phillip Rivers beats us, that's on us.
A little bit. But there's a kind of big picture concern for me, and going back to my text during the game, is the 49ers couldn't sit in zone, because to play zone, effectively, you have to get after the quarterback. And you have to not give receivers time to find the soft spots in your zone, which is undoubtedly going to happen when the quarterback can sit back. And that's a problem. So they play man. And they were just getting cooked in man last night. Mm-hmm. Every single one of their corners was... There's a low light of them getting routed and beat by 8 yards for easy completions. That's the thing, is Rivers wasn't slinging it all over the field. He was throwing pillows.
Sure, yeah.
But the receivers were so open that it didn't matter. So I think the tackling's a little bit of a problem. I think that the secondary is a little bit of a problem. But when I say they found an identity, whether they can win 3 or 4 games this way is, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't have a crystal ball. But I think that's how it's going to look if the 49ers make a run in the playoffs. Shoot. If the 49ers beat the Bears.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be a game where it's back and forth, and the 49ers are going to make you play perfect, but they also kind of have to play perfect.
So, okay. The 49ers were pretty close to perfect yesterday.
They
offensively.
Were. They were. Yeah, offensively, they were just dynamite.
Yeah, I mean, you had a big-time game from Christian McCaffrey, who was approaching history again. As he's at 849 receiving yards, he surpassed 1,000 rushing yards. So his second 1,000 season is very much, in front of him. And only a Roger Craig and I think Marshall Faulk have 1,000. So no one has two of them. And Christian McCaffrey is staring at his second right here. So their offense was, in fact, perfect. So this gets into... this gets into another conversation that we can have today, that we can have throughout the course of the next couple of weeks. But if that is the case for the San Francisco 49ers in the playoffs, if that's the case for the San Francisco 49ers on Sunday against Chicago, that's probably a great example, because this is where the Caleb Williams conversation comes into play. Who do you trust in a back and forth game? Who do you trust to make those plays? We had this conversation yesterday, about who's more dangerous, the 49ers or the Bears. We've had conversations about who do you trust more in the playoffs, Brock Purdy or Caleb Williams. Caleb, his accuracy has been in question. You talk about letting throws get away from you, all that different stuff. But when he's needed to make a big play, he's done it.
Yeah, man, he was really good last night.
Well, from Brock Purdy's perspective, he is extreme. It feels like Brock Purdy does the right thing every time. It's like I know this gimmick belongs to Ryan Fitzpatrick, but it's like he's a Harvard student, throwing at the quarterback spot. He sees everything and he doesn't take a ton of risks. Mm-hmm. Like, he in general puts the ball where it's yeah. supposed to be. But at the same time, Caleb will make a big play when he has to. And he has.
Right.
And so it's like, we get into a conversation of you go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Who do you trust to make that definitive play?
After last night, it's hard not to lean Brock, right? Like, well, really over the last three games, and I don't, and I, this is tough because I think the world of Caleb Williams. I think he's very, very good. But when you say, who do you trust? This goes back to, was it Herbert who called yesterday and was talking mm-hmm. about all the things the 49ers have done in the past?
Yes.
This is where that comes into play, because I have evidence of this. I have games I've watched of Brock Purdy in the playoffs, in the NFC Championship game, taking over a game late and making plays outside of structure and lifting the 49ers offense over the hump. I don't have that yet with Caleb, and that's just a matter of he's in year two. Like, it's not a knock on him. So when it comes down to who do you trust to do that, you watch, man, I thought Brock, in a spot where you had to be just about perfect, because the 49ers defense really struggled through most of the game last night. If the 49ers turn it over once or twice there, or a couple of those touchdowns or field goals, I think that game goes a lot different.
Sure.
So, and I also go back to the scramble where he started left and then spun back out to his right late in the game and threw what looked like a touchdown to Jake Tungis, and they didn't review it because they only had one timeout. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of play that, and again, he's not this quality of quarterback, but when Patrick Mahomes makes it, or Lamar Jackson makes it, or Josh Allen makes it, it's like, see, that's the play. Like, that's the kind of play that just not everybody can make. And then Brock kind of just does that. Mm-hmm. And I think it just looks different because he's not physically as gifted. But like you said, when he rolls out and he's keeping his eyes upfield, like that throw to George Kittle, the touchdown to George Kittle where he's running right and throws it back to his mm-hmm. left, mm-hmm. ill-advised throw.
Very much so.
But not in the way that, oh man, that should have been intercepted. Mm-mm. Like, no, he put a throw on a run in a tight window. That's a good play.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you go back to the Cleveland game, that's three games in a row that he's done a very, very good job of eliminating negative plays. He's throwing the football away. He's scrambling at the right times and not bailing early. I think right now, just based on track record, because I think they're both very, very good, I would lean Purdy in that conversation. But I also don't hate it if somebody's like, well, I think Caleb's going to be one of the three best quarterbacks in the league in 2 years, and I'm gonna bet on that. Like, sure. Okay. Mm.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's weird. I think there are things that are constantly working against Brock Purdy. One, you know, Mr. Irrelevant. I think that just constantly lives with him, as he doesn't have, you know, this is Mr. Irrelevant versus the number one overall pick in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And the way that you're covered when you're at those two positions is grossly different.
Yeah.
One, you're not.
Right.
Sure. You're not covered until after you're drafted. No one knows who you are until after you're selected.
Yeah.
And in the other component, like, you are in a position where, like, you have to succeed. You're a quarterback. You're the number one overall pick. You have to be successful. And that is, I feel like it constantly works against Brock. And I don't know if it's Super Bowls that shed that label. Obviously, you know, Brady has the, sixth round selection that he carries around with him. Mm-hmm. And or carried around with him throughout his career. And it's like, well, he eliminated that pretty quick. Like, he won a Super Bowl his rookie year, or maybe rookie or second year, whichever it was. And it's like, okay, well, he was able to eliminate that pretty quick. Is that the only thing that eliminates the detractors in that sense, is winning a Super Bowl? Like, Brock's been to one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that wasn't enough. Like, okay, like, what does it take for him to get that? And the other thing is, Brock, I think he's disadvantaged a little bit in a way that Patrick Mahomes isn't with Andy Reid, is Kyle Shanahan. Shanahan seems to constantly be the star of this show. The show that is the San Francisco 49ers, Kyle Shanahan seems to be the star of it. Like, if there was an opening credits for the San Francisco 49ers season, I think the first starring, the first name that you would see is Kyle Shanahan. I believe he is the star of this program. And then you've got Brock, and then featuring George Kittle, the quirky neighbor next door. Like, that's who he is. And you got Trent Williams and Fred Warner, the reliable adults in the room. Mm-hmm. And then you got the rookie, Ricky Pearsall, from the wrong side of the tracks, or whatever story they choose to tell from that first rookie season.
He has tattoos, you know.
Yeah. Oh, man. So you have, like, you have these things at play, and then Brock just looks like a regular guy. Yeah. It's like when he takes his helmet off, like, he doesn't look like a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
There's a certain look that Patrick Mahomes has. There's a certain, you know, look that different quarterbacks have. And then you have guys like, you know, Daniel Jones. You have guys like Brock Purdy. They just look like regular dudes who were playing quarterback. And he's really, really good at it.
Right.
And I think I'm with you right now. I'm leaning towards Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
I'm leaning towards Brock Purdy with, if I was a 49er fan, fear of a 4-point game and the ball at midfield with, you know, 30 seconds left and the Bears have the ball.
Yeah.
Because Caleb can make a play.
That's the one. Is I go back to last night, Phillip Rivers converting a 3rd and 16 or 3rd and goal from the 16 for a touchdown. It's like, that's the kind of thing that if you get Caleb Williams, if you get the 49ers in 3rd and long, like, ooh, you feel okay about it as a defense. If you get Caleb Williams in 3rd and long, it might not matter, because he might scramble out, he might sit in the pocket, and he might drop one in a bucket from 55 yards out.
Mm-hmm.
But with Brock, and this is where I go back to the 49ers and their whole identity thing, their defense is going to make you, they are going to, and this is getting into to next Sunday night, which I know we don't necessarily want to do, but in a head-to-head matchup, the 49ers are going to sit back and they're going to make Caleb Williams be damn near perfect. Mm-hmm. And do you trust Caleb Williams to do that? Mm-hmm. Do you trust Caleb Williams when he's sitting back there, Kyle Manunga's wide open in the flat, or let's say he does take that throw. Do you trust him to complete that throw and not spray the ball over the field? That's what I think the 49ers kind of bank on, and Phillip Rivers last night was really good and made the right throws and made the correct throws, and then it kind of ran out of gas at the end, and that's what the 49ers are, that's what their defense is going to try and do. Mm-hmm. They're going to try the bend, don't break thing. And if their offense is going to score with their 35 a game, I think, in the last five, wow. Is that right? Or last three?
Okay.
I think it's 35 a game was the math. If they're going to score 35, their defense is banking on, all right, you might score 28, but you're going to make the backbreaking mistake. You're going to make the mistake that in this back and forth, we're going to break serve.
So let me read the line that was up on the screen as they were talking about if the Bears can reach the Super Bowl. The Bears have 6 wins after trailing in the final 2 minutes of the fourth quarter this season.
Man.
So, like, that's incredible. Like, that's incredible, right? But what's the other side of that? Wait, one, it shows two things. Everything we just said about Caleb Williams is 100% accurate. Mm-hmm. But what's the other side of it? It's going to catch up with you.
It seems like it will.
It took an entire season for it to catch up with the Kansas City Chiefs. Mm-hmm. But when it caught up with him, dear God, it caught up with him in the worst way imaginable.
Yeah.
Does that happen? Does it only catch up with him one time? Is it Sunday? Is it in the playoffs? Mm-hmm. Like that is living on the edge, right? And when you're Kansas City, you're Patrick Mahomes, you're Andy mm-hmm. Reid, and you have rings on your finger, it's like, yeah, well, you get the benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. When you're Caleb Williams in the Chicago Bears and you were wondering if Ben Johnson was a bad hire, if Caleb Williams was a draft pick in week 4 of this season, mm-hmm. then it's different. Mm-hmm. They've responded, they've acted, and Caleb has proven to be De'Aaron Fox, you know, Mr. Clutch.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
But can the defense, and this was my takeaway from last night, and the more you talk about Phillip Rivers, the more I realize it. At 312 yards, I think what you said about Jonathan Taylor was, you know, how they were able to hold him at bay. The more I realize, I think that was the game plan. If 44-year-old Phillip Rivers beats us, that's our fault. We don't deserve to be here if that's why. But what we're not going to do is let the guy who was in the MVP conversation 4 weeks ago run for, you know, 150 on us. So let's focus on that and see what Phillip Rivers can do. Mm-hmm. And he made them pay for it and pay for it and pay for it until he couldn't anymore.
Right.
I
also think we can save that. But the Jonathan Taylor thing you mentioned was so funny because it was like the 49ers all week were gearing up for Jonathan Taylor. The defensive line meetings were about number 28. The linebacker meetings were about number 28. The corners and safeties talked about their impact. Like, it was like because every time he got the ball, it was like a dog when you pick up their tennis ball.
Mm.
It was like, because they were flying to the ball. And it was like they were so dialed in on that. And then Rivers would drop back to pass and there'd be somebody wide open because they got 2 in coverage over here, or this guy fell down, or this guy got routed up. So I do still have concerns about their defense next week. Can they have that same performance against the Bears run game without letting Caleb Williams throw for 350 and 4 touchdowns? And that's where I have legit questions about.
But here's an area where I don't think I have a question about the San Francisco 49ers. You just brought up a potential stat line for Caleb Williams. Mm-hmm. Let's say he does that, but bring us back to the final, you know, 30 seconds, 50-yard line, Bears mm-hmm. have the ball, mm-hmm. down 4. It could be 40-40. It could be 41-40. Mm-hmm. Whatever ridiculous offensive defense isn't here, score you want, mm-hmm. use that. Mm-hmm. Because when it comes down to one single play, I think the 49ers defense can make it.
That's
one. one single play,
mm-hmm.
I think the 49ers can make it.
And that's where when I said, did they find their identity? It was the pick six by D. Winters. They finally, after the whole game, letting those underneath routes sit and catch and yards after the catch and second and long becomes third and short and they're picking up a first down. It was, nope, going to step in front of this route and house it. Mm. And they got the one, and again, there was 4 minutes left, less than 4 minutes left. Colts are down 2 touchdowns. They needed a small miracle, but it was like, oh, man, if they score here.
Like they took Phillip Rivers. Like it was acknowledged the game was over.
Yes. And that's where last night gave me that, oh, okay, they did make a couple adjustments. They were able to get the stop in this back and forth game. And if their offense is going to be as good, they haven't punted in 3 weeks. Thomas Morstead hasn't punted in the month of December.
That's amazing.
It's incredible. That's ridiculous. So I saw, again, it wasn't perfect. It wasn't like I'm going, wow, the Niners are as good as the Rams and Seahawks. I don't think it's that. But I feel I was not optimistic about next Sunday at all going into that game. And certainly during the game, as you guys can attest. But coming out of the game, it's like, okay, I see the vision, and I think they see the vision. I don't think they're under any illusion that this is some top 10 defense. They're going to give up points. They might give up 30 to the Bears, mm-hmm. but can they score 31?
Mm-hmm.
Can they get a stop? Mm-hmm. In that scenario you're talking about, they're up one. Bears have the ball on the 30, on their own 30 with a minute and a half left. Can you get one stop?
Yeah.
And that's where, like, man, maybe they can.
We'll come back. I want to tie the 49ers conversation into a Kings conversation and look at the way that these two franchises have drafted. It's a big Tuesday. It is Tuesday. Tuesday. You know what that means. I'm excited to be here. I get to be front row for Kyle's Tuesday Tears.
Lock in.
Coming up at the 11 o'clock hour. Plus, your partner on the Candlestick Chronicles podcast, Chris Biederman, he's going to be with us from the Sacramento Bee. We'll talk to him about the San Francisco 49ers win last night, this game coming up on Sunday Night Football against the Chicago Bears, and we'll talk to him about the Sacramento Kings as well, who play the Eastern Conference's top team tonight, the Detroit Pistons. And man, was that last two-minute report something. Whew. We'll break all of that down for you. We are just getting started. We're with you till 2 o'clock. It's D'Lo and Kyle Mattson here with some holiday programming on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 13.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
20. Got Tuesday Tears coming up at the top of the 11 o'clock hour. Indeed. Chris Biederman coming up right around 11:30. Man, we're thrilled that you're here with us 10 to 2. You good?
Yeah, just cut out. I was vibing.
Oh, you were vibing. Yeah.
Cut out after the whistle on that one.
Sorry.
It's a great song.
It's a really good song.
How familiar are you with Rodney Owen and Joe Cooley?
0% familiar.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So you've never heard Everlasting Bass?
Correct. Oh. At least not that I'm aware of.
Huh.
It's a lot of times where you and Kenny will talk about music.
Yeah.
You were talking about the Biggie song, Big Papa and
Isley Brothers.
Yes.
Between the Sheets, yep.
Yes. And I think you guys hit the nail on the head where you just kind of, depending on, because for me, the Biggie song is obviously the bigger of those two songs. But I would imagine there's a demographic where that's not necessarily the case. So when you and Kenny generally talk about music, like Between the Sheets, I was like, I've never heard that song in my life. And then I go listen to it and I'm like, oh, wait, yes, I have. I do know this song. Mm-hmm. I just don't clock it as that.
I got you. I'd like for you to hear. I'd like to see your reaction to Rodney O and Joe Cooley here. Just for a second, we have to close 14 ads. But
yeah, no, for sure.
This is.
Can either one of them be a part of the Kings' future?
Well, look at them. What do you think?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Everlasting Bass here. Rodney O and Joe Cooley.
I've heard Lil Wayne rap over this.
It's a very popular beat to rap on. And then you see Metro Boomin took it, flipped
sure,
it,
yeah.
Turned it into a little something. Didn't have to get too creative with it, but the second we heard this record for the first time, it was, oh, dear God, we might have something. Not talking about Rodney Owen and Joe Cooley, talking about future Metro Boomin. With Kendrick, and then
the bass that's in your face, show enough, shrug your face, just like
1980s rapping right there.
I think we should get that instrumental and play it under the entire show.
Sounds like a good idea.
Can that be a Tuesday Tears thing?
Oh, Everlasting Bass under Tuesday Tears.
Yeah.
Let's see, Everlasting Bass. We'd probably have a easier time finding a like that instrumental.
Sure.
But, I got you. Ask and you shall receive. I believe we got it. There we go. Tuesday Tears music right there. Everlasting Bass. You're not going to get that on the Rich Eisen show.
No, you sure aren't.
Kyle's Tuesday Tears coming up at the top of the 11 o'clock hour. We've got Kings basketball tonight. Kings and Pistons. Man, what a... The Pistons are such a fascinating team to me. 2 years ago, they were 14-68. This is the worst record in the league. The year prior, they were 17-65. They were 20-52 before that in one of those, the second COVID year. They turn this around quick.
Yep.
Through all of this, you had the selection of Cade Cunningham, Jalen Durham, guys like that. You also hired Monty Williams to the richest contract in that an NBA coach has ever gotten.
And it failed spectacularly.
in grand fashion, you fired him after a year and you're paying off the richest contract that you've ever, that anyone has ever given an NBA coach for a guy who's not even coaching in the league. Mm. And you bring in J.B. Bickerstaff, who, God bless him, J.B. Bickerstaff, who has always been the ultimate interim coach. He was the outcast, essentially, of Cleveland. They decided our issue here isn't our basketball team. It's that we need a better coach. The New York Knicks made the same decision a year later. The Cavs, to a certain degree, were rewarded for that. Mm-hmm. The Cavs were incredible last year under Kenny Atkinson. They're squandering a little bit this year. They've got a lot of things to figure it out, especially because that's a second apron team that is restricted in so many different ways. But you realize this team, like, turned it around. Like, they went through so much turmoil, mm-hmm. and at the same time as the acquisition of J.B. Bickerstaff, you have Cade Cunningham. Like, okay, there it is. It's all right there.
Yep.
We started that season last year. While I'm asking questions, like, so help me out. We're sure Cade's right. One. Like, mm-hmm. we're positive. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're positive. Okay. And then the year starts, and it's like, yep, there he is. And then the year finishes, and it's like, oh, my God. Like, yeah.
He's all
him.
NBA.
He's him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you look at the way, just how everything has come together, the way that they've drafted, the way that they utilize their cap space to sign veterans and, you know, overpay for certain guys to get them in there. Tobias mm-hmm. Harris being the first name that always comes to mind, and the way that they form that basketball team. And then you look at the Sacramento Kings, who are, you know, you're just kind of squandering. You get this very odd shout out to, you know, our brother Chris Haynes, who reported that Malik Monk is available for trade. And we all kind of had the same reaction to that. And, like, again, shout out to Chris. He put it on wax, put his name on it. It is mm-hmm. out there. But all of us were like, yeah.
This is a confirmation.
Right.
Yeah.
By all indications, they were trying to trade him before the year even started. Mm-hmm. And now we're in this weird spot where Malik has played 4 minutes and 50 seconds in the last three games. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems pretty obvious that he's available for trade, mm-hmm. but Chris, you know, again, puts his name on it, puts the stamp on it, and confirms what we know is that Malik Monk is available for trade. And, you know, you have questions about what's going to happen with Domantas Sabonis. You got people looking, you know, to this younger crop of players, the Maxine Reynolds, the Neat Cliffords, maybe to a certain mm-hmm. extent, Keon Ellis, Keegan Murray as well. And you brought up the San Francisco 49ers mm-hmm. and the way that they've drafted. Mm-hmm. You know, Ricky Pearsall, a first-round pick wide receiver.
Yep.
You know, everything that they did on the defensive end this last draft.
Mm-hmm.
And you asked the question if either of these teams in recent years has found the guy. Like,
yeah,
the
right.
star.
Yeah, and I think it's pretty clear the Kings haven't.
Very much have not.
But from the 49ers perspective, and the reason I was thinking about this, and it's hard to talk team building and compare apples to apples with the NBA and the NFL.
Sure.
Because it's just there's so much more that goes into it with the NFL. The rosters are so much bigger, etc. But it feels like the 49ers over the last couple of years have hit on some draft picks. But Malik Mustafa, second year player, good. I don't think he's an all pro. Renardo Green, fine. Not sure he's an all pro. Ricky Pearsall, can't stay on the field. Looks like a really good player. Is he that Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson level threat? No, I don't think so. And again, none of this is bad.
Sure.
But, and I think it's very clear with Sacramento, they don't have the guy. Right, I think we're all in agreement on that.
100%.
They don't have the Cade Cunningham, the Luka, Paolo, the Steph, the guys. LeBron, like yeah. that number one clear cut. Right. Okay. With the 49ers, I think they're kind of in a similar spot right now from a future perspective. Depending on how you feel about Brock Purdy, I guess we can talk about that, but it feels like the Kings. All right, good. got some solid role players, and you need that. Like that's a fundamental part of competing for an NBA championship, is having some solid role players. I think the 49ers have some solid role guys that they know they feel good about. Okay, that's a starting caliber player. But over the next couple of years for San Francisco and for the Kings, if you're not finding the guy, if you're not finding, and I think in the NFL, again, it's harder. I think you need multiple.
Yeah, we're also not talking about Trent Williams, Fred Warner. We're talking about guys who were drafted recently. Yeah. We're not talking about the guy who was just named to his 12th Pro Bowl. We're not talking about that guy.
We're talking about the second core, right? This next, what does this roster look like in 2028? Mm-hmm. Who are the stars on the roster in 2028? Yeah, I mean, essentially. Again, easier to pull off in the NFL than in the NBA, but
sure.
I don't know, like, if you talk about 2028, is there anybody, I think we know with the Kings where they are, and I think everybody's fine with that. But with San Francisco, I think they need to hit on a star or two or three as much as the Kings need to hit on one. Because I think in the NFL, I think like three or four like of those guys is kind of the threshold in the way that having one is in the NBA.
Strongly disagree.
Okay.
I feel like in the NFL, you can get by with one if it's at the quarterback position.
Yeah, I feel like the 49ers have their guy, yeah.
I disagree.
Okay.
The Bills, to me, are that, and the Bills have not been able to get over the hump.
Okay.
I think the Ravens have had a lot of really good players, but they've not been able to get over that hump.
So let's...
The Chiefs had Patrick Mahomes... They had Chris Jones. They had Tyreek Hill. They had Tyreek Hill obviously left, but then they had Travis Kelce. They had Trent McDuffie, who was a All-Pro.
Mm-hmm.
Who got? Oh no, not Trent McDuffie. Who's the cat that signed the huge contract with the Titans?
Snead.
Yeah, Legarius Snead. Like they've had these guys break out.
Com, by the way, and be,
yeah.
Look at the archives.
Lock in. But yeah, I think the Chiefs were able to manufacture those levels of players.
Besides Tyreek, aren't role players tough? But like, those are like just elite role players though, because you add those guys and you take the guy off, like the quarterback. Like those guys aren't taking you anywhere.
Well, no, I think your point, like Chris Jones he's a one. Like he's
one of the
guy.
Two or three best players. That
Travis Kelce is too. He was the best tight end in football. Him and George Kittle were the two best tight ends in football for the last decade.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the other one? Oh, you already, Jesse, you already said Tyreek Hill. You throw in Patrick Mahomes. You got five guys right there. I understand that. You used an example of the Ravens and the Bills. Did either of those two football teams have role players as good as San Francisco's? So, I also want to be sure, we're fast forwarding. We are not talking about Fred Warner, because right now Fred Warner's a one. Trent Williams is a one. Like, we got
guys that are being paid at the top or near the top of their respective position.
We're talking about 2-3 years down the road. Do they have a team that you could field of guys that are ones? Do any of these role players that they have, do they wind up becoming the big dogs? Brock Purdy is one, right?
Yeah, they paid him like it.
But is he?
I don't, maybe.
Tune in for more.
I
think he is.
Okay.
I think Brock is a one. He might not have the demeanor of a, you know, the flash and the flare of a Lamar or a Patrick Mahomes, or, you know, he might not throw the ball 80 yards down the field in the air like Josh Allen does, but he's a one in my estimation.
Okay.
And I feel like once you have that, you can work, you can go from there. The most likely, I think, is Ricky Pearsall. But I have a lot of questions as to whether that's going to be possible, given that he's
going to play six games
can't
a year
stay on the football. Yeah, he can't stay on the football field.
Yeah.
So
it's just like, look, okay, and here's what I mean with it's very much to me like watching Nate Clifford right now with the Kings. You're going, okay, he gets it. It's an NBA player. Are we worried about his potential max rookie scale extension after 30 games? No, you're not. No. Max Maxime right now? Not really. Like they're not, they don't have that dude yet. And that's fine. Again, that's not a knock. That's sort of how I view a bunch of dudes with the 49ers. When Nick Bosa came out in his rookie year and was the defensive rookie of the year and had a bunch of sacks and had, 12 or 13 pressures in the Super Bowl, he's unbelievable. It's like, man, he's going to get paid. Fred Warner comes out rookie year, gets the green dot, starts, and is excellent. The second he stepped on the field, it's like, oh, man, he's going to get paid. George Kittle, year two, breaks the all-time single-season record for receiving yards by a tight end. You're like, damn, that guy's going to get paid. Debo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, rookie years, like, oh my. Like, mm-hmm. those guys can go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I see that right now for San Francisco. They got a lot of players that are nice players, but is there anybody on the team right now that you think in 2 or 3 years is going to be making money at the top of their position market? I don't think so.
Is it easier to do that? Like, has anyone emerged since Fred Warner's injury that got your attention?
Not on that level.
Okay.
Like, Tatum Bethune has been nice. Like, that's cool. Mm-hmm. A decent player. Mm-hmm. But is Tatum Bethune going to make top of market linebacker money? No. I don't think so, barring some major leap. I also didn't think D. Winters was going to be a factor in the roster this year, and he's one of their best defensive players, so what the hell do I know?
Yeah.
But, again, even D. Winters, good player, but is he making – he's a free agent next – 23 draft? That's 23, 24, 25. Sorry, free agent after next season.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, are they going to have to give him Fred Warner money? Like, I don't think so.
Hmm. And that's how you win Super Bowls. Like, you believe that's how you win Super Bowls.
Yeah, I think you have to have those dudes.
How many teams do you think in the league have those?
I think the Rams do. I think Puka's one of those guys.
Ugh. He is. He absolutely is. He absolutely is. And I think Matt Stafford's the league's MVP this year. Like, there's no question that he is.
Jared Verse might be one of those guys. Kyron Williams is really good. Running backs are kind of weird, but Kyron Williams and Blake Corum are both really, really a good, effective players.
Does Denver have that? Does New England have that?
I don't think New England does. What Drake May is doing right now is remarkable.
It feels like a lot like the San Francisco 49ers. If you were to run a sitcom open for the New England Patriots, it says starring Mike Vrabel.
Oh, you think?
Oh, very much so.
Ooh,
I think Mike Vrabel is getting coach of the year.
Hmm.
Kyle Shanahan, very worthy, but we've acknowledged he's never going to win that award no matter what. So they'll go to
You don't think
they'll
win it if they're the one seed?
I don't. I don't think they even consider it. I really don't. I think Mike Vrabel's already won it.
That's kind of wild.
I completely agree. It's not my take. It's not my stand.
Although I guess New England's tied for the one seed.
I mean, if to me, there's defining moments in life. And the defining moment for Kyle Shanahan was when he went to his third string quarterback and went all the way to, was it the NFC Championship, the Rams year?
Mm-hmm.
And no one cared.
Yeah, sure.
It was his third string quarterback who was drafted last. His first string quarterback who he traded up for.
Uh-huh.
His second string quarterback who he desperately wanted to get rid of, but he kept around just as a little insurance policy.
Mm.
And then the guy who was drafted last. No one even blinked. That was the moment to me where it's like, Kyle can't win this award. The quarterback position is the most important position in football. He navigated through three different quarterbacks. Mm. No one cared. Fred Warner, Nick Bosa, no one cared. Mac Jones had two different starting stints for the San Francisco 49ers. Kyle Shanahan did one of two things. He made Mac Jones a very wealthy man,
mm-hmm.
or he gave the San Francisco 49ers a hell of a trade chip this upcoming offseason should they choose to execute that.
Sure.
But he's not going to get credit for what happened.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to, that's just what Kyle Shanahan does. So, yeah, he can't win the award. One seed or not, he can't win the award. It'll be Mike Vrabel. So when you talk about guys on teams, I think Mike Vrabel is the biggest guy on the New England Patriots with Drake May, you know, kind of trying to cement his place, the young quarterback trying to cement his place as the, you know, the new Patriots quarterback moving forward.
If San Francisco,
and you never want to be the guy after the guy, so if you could be the guy after the guy after the guy, you'd be in pretty good shape. Though I'm sure there was more than one quarterback before we got to
Sure.
There were several.
You're probably right. I think it's going to be,
I don't know how many teams, the point is, I don't know how many teams have multiple guys on them where you're like, no, this is a definitive player at his position. This is a definitive player at his position. Like, I mean, the Packers do, or, you know, I don't mean to be, but they did, you know, before Micah got hurt.
But again, but all of these teams that we're talking about, we're going into January going like, I don't know if any of these teams are good. Right? Like that's
yeah.
that's what I'm talking about. If you're going to be that team that everybody's like, wow, that is the dominant, like, best team.
Okay, but I guess, so I
it
guess.
It takes that.
But how common is it? Like, you got to have, like, you got
okay,
I mean,
okay, here, let me put it this way. Let me, maybe this is where I'm getting at. Maybe this gets back to the Brock Purdy part of this. I think it matters and is a necessity if a player at, I'm not even going to say at Brock Purdy's level, below the Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, where those teams think like, okay, we can win the Super Bowl any year.
Okay.
I think if Brock Purdy is going to get over that hump, I think it requires a requisite level of talent around him. And I think the 49ers acknowledge that with his contract. By saying, hey, we're gonna need to keep a requisite level of talent to be Super Bowl contenders, not just to be good, not just to be in the mix, to be a Super Bowl contending team. I think the 49ers need three of those guys. And that's and again, that's top of market, like best player at their position type of player.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel good about that.
Okay.
Three. Then good supplemental pieces, which I think we've acknowledged they have.
Sure, absolutely. And I think you can find a lot of supplemental pieces around, you know, you could find really good teams. You can find teams that I think have, you know, like I think CJ is a guy. Like he's a one.
CJ Stroud?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, then you look at the 11-4 Chargers. You can find a lot of like Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh might be the epitome of what you're talking about with the San Francisco 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
They're made up, their entire roster is made up of those guys to the point where they said, let's just get the 44-year-old quarterback in here, 43, whatever he is. He could do this.
Sure.
Our team is good. We just need to be marginally better at this singular position, and he can make us more than marginally better. And that's the makeup of that football team, but they don't have the one. Getting this all back to the Sacramento Kings, we have discussed on so many different occasions, they're playing a team tonight who is number one in the East, in part because, and there's a variety of other things at play that we outlined a few minutes ago, but they have the one. There is no question who the guy is in Detroit. They're not hoping, man, I hope Cade Cunningham goes for two more points a game, or I hope Cade Cunningham, you know, just gets a little stronger on the boards. I wish Cade Cunningham, you know, maybe attacked on different levels and got to the free throw line more. Although the arguments we're making about Keegan Murray, Keegan simply is not him. He's not the one.
He's not.
He's a guy I want on my roster.
1,000%.
He's just not the one.
Correct.
Scott Perry and B.J. Armstrong and this front office, they've got to find the one. Whether it's through the trade market, whether it's through the upcoming NBA drafts, they have to find the one. In basketball, you have to have that. And if you don't, you're stuck. I don't know if you saw this. The Pelicans won again.
Five in a row?
That's five straight for the Pelicans. They're in the process of finding their one.
Jeremiah Fears and Derek Queen. Might be a little problem.
Man.
Might be a little problem.
And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, look at this squad. Like, we talked about them so many times when they were 3-10, 11-12, all that stuff. Like, yo, there's some good. I understand they stink, and Joe Dumars is a joke. But, man, those young dudes there are nasty.
Jeremiah Fears, 19 years old, stepped into the NBA and turns every game into a layup line. It's kind of nuts.
It's absolutely insane, man. We're going to come back. I've been looking forward to this for 2 days. It is Tuesday. It is Tuesday Tears.
Lock
with
in.
Kyle Madsen. Who is at the top of Kyle's tears? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, Chris Biederman at the bottom of the hour. It's D'Lo. It's Kyle Madsen. Some holiday programming here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.